Today she's Masech the Pesachim, that Pei Tes. We will begin on that Pei Chesem Beis, five lines from the bottom. At the end of the previous year, the Gemara quoted a Braisa, that if there were a number of Korban Pesachs brought, and then when upon after bringing the Korban Pesach, they discovered that on one of them there was a Yabelis, a wart, which means that Korban Pesach was a balmum. The halacha is that we don't know whose Korban Pesach that was at that point. So we learned that the halacha is that none of them may eat their Korban Pesach, because we don't know which is the problematic animal, which is not. But all of them may have been used to the Korban Pesach, and they don't have to bring another Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Or Patur Melasas Pesach Sheni. But ask the Gemara, why is that the halacha? Vika Chadalai Nofak. There certainly is one of them who wasn't yoyt to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because we don't know, because it was a balmum, that animal. Answer the Gemara, Mishum Dalai Afshar. There is no option. And the Gemara explains why. Heichli Evid, because what do we suggest? Le'asik kochad v'chad, that each one of them should bring a new Korban Pesach, but since only one of them is mechuyev in a Korban Pesach, and the other four are not, so that's a situation, asked the Gemara, of kamaisi chulin lazara. Darbe menayu, four of them, Avdilahu, have brought a proper Korban Pesach. And since those four Korban Pesachs were a kosher Korban Pesach, there's no way that we can't bring another one that's chulin. The lais kulachad Pesach, then suggests the Gemara, so let all five of these people bring one Korban Pesach, and since one of them is certainly mechuyev in Korban Pesach. But ask the Gemara, Nimtza Pesach Echad Shelo Lemnuyav. But that too is not an option, because since four of them have already been yoytze the mitzvah, you can't eat a Korban Pesach, or you can't, more fundamentally, you can't register on a Korban Pesach when you're not mechuyev in a Korban Pesach. So from our Gemara, it seems that the Isser that we're discussing here is that you can't register on a, you can't eat from a Korban Pesach if you're not properly registered. There are others that say that it's not the eating that's the factor. The factor that our Gemara is discussing is that you can't bring a Korban Pesach for somebody who's not registered, which is difficult to understand, because as we've discussed in previous Urim, as long as there's somebody who's properly registered, then the fact that there are other people doesn't disqualify the Korban Pesach. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, Shlo Yilam Nuiv means that we're going to have a portion of the Korban Pesach that can't be eaten. And again, we have a disqualification in the Korban Pesach. Hi, Mai. So we're still trying to figure out what is the option. So maybe everyone should bring their own Korban Pesach. And they should make the following tonight. If my Korban Pesach was the Balmum, so the Korban that I'm bringing now, Nehavet Pesach, should be the Kosher Korban Pesach. And if my Korban Pesach was the good animal, the carbon that I'm bringing now, Nehavi Shlomim, should be considered a Shlomim. And like that, there won't be a problem of Chulim Ba'azara, nor will there be a problem of Shlomim Menuyav. So Tosfos asks, in this Tosfos and Sechta Yuma, how could the Gemara offered such a suggestion as Tosfos? Isn't there a halacha that we're not allowed to bring a carbon after the Talmud Shebein Abayim? And we've discussed previously in our Masechta that the Korban Pesach was brought after the Talmud Shebein Abayim, because there's a special halacha that teaches us that the Korban Pesach is brought after Talmud Shebein Abayim. All other Korbanos may not be brought after Talmud Shebein Abayim. So how could the Gemara suggest that here will bring this carbon Erev Pesach Sheni in the afternoon and make this tonight, the halacha is you can't bring, if it's a shlomim, we're not supposed to bring a shlomim after Tamid Sheben Abayim. So Tosfos suggests there that the halacha is that the Karban Tamid Sheben that this halacha, that the Pesach is brought after Tamid Sheben Abayim, is only by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. So therefore, the Pesach Sheni was brought, then this shlomim will be brought, this carbon will be brought with this Tanai, and then they'll bring the carbon Tamid. Another teretz that Tosfos says in Masechta Menachos, that even if the carbon Tamid was already slaughtered, there is no Isser to bring other Karbanos as long as they weren't makir of the Emrim of the carbon Tamid. So what they'll do in such a circumstance, says Tosfos, they'll bring the carbon Tamid Sheben Abayim, they'll bring all these, the carbon Pesach and these other Karbanos, which really may be a carbon Shlomim. There wouldn't be a problem that they're bringing these Karbanos after they're bringing Tamid Sheben Abayim, because they're only going to be makir of the Emrim of the Tamid Sheben Abayim at the end of the day. The Chazon Ish has a different approach. He says that the Isser of being makriv the Karbanos after Tamid Sheben Abayim, even if we'll say that you're supposed to be makriv the Emrim, but certainly if you weren't makriv the Emrim, it's only Isser the Rabbanon, and because of this consideration, we'll waive the Isser the Rabbanon. But says the Gemara, this approach is still like Afshir, it's still not a viable approach. The loch is that from every carbon shlomim, we have to give the chaz v'shoik to the kahanim. But the kahanim are not menuyim on this carbon Pesach. So on one hand, if it's carbon shlomim, we have to give it to the kohen. On the other hand, if it's a carbon shlomim, we have to give the chaz v'shoik to the kahanim. If it's a carbon Pesach, the kohen may not eat from it because he wasn't money on the carbon Pesach. And therefore, there isn't a problem. So the place he asks, so what do we have here? He says we have five kabbonis, four are really a shlomim, which understandably their chaz v'shoik belong to the kohanim, and one is a karban pesach that doesn't. So why don't we say, ask the crazy, that the one karban which is a Karban Shlomim, Karban Pesach, should be bottled in the far to the four, which are Karban Shlomim. So the Chavistas says that the pshat of a Taruvis is that the Shaila began, that we had five, that we had a number of different objects. Some we knew were fine, some we knew were not fine, and then they got mixed up. So that's when the Shaila began. And that's called taruvus, and that's where the halacha tells us that when we have a taruvus, there are halachas of bittel. But says the Chavistas, in a situation where there was never a taruvus, this discussion that we're having in our Gemara, we never knew which was truly the shlomim and which was not the shlomim, which were the Pesach. That's not a case where we could say bittel. That's not a case where we could say bittel. Beroiv. Tosfos asks, why is the Gemara giving this suggestion? If it's Karban Pesach, we have to roast entire Karban Pesach together. And if it's a Shlomim, we can't roast the Chaz V'Shoik together with the portion that belongs to Yisroel. The Tosfos says, but the Evid, you're allowed to, even though the proper way of roasting the Karban Pesach, as we've discussed previously, is by roasting the animal whole together. If you separated a part of the animal and you roasted it, that's fine. So what the halacha would be is, yes, the kohen would get the chaz v'shoik, but the kohen would get the chaz v'shoik and he would only be allowed to eat it roasted on the side that it's a Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach may only be eaten roasted. But on the other hand, he doesn't have to roast it together with everybody else. With everybody else's Karban Pesach, he can roast it separately. Ask the Gemara, so V'naisi, Kol Chad V'Chad Koin Ba'adei, let every But the problem with the Gemara says was that it's shloy l'menuyev. But ask the Gemara, nice kolchad v'chad koin badei. Let every one of these five people bring a coin with him, and he should be a money on his current Pesach. Ask the Gemara, these five Kohanim who you're looking for, Kai Koin Hechidami, what's the status of this coin? Idi of it Pesach, if we're talking about a coin who already made Pesach Rishon, Dilma, so by being Memanahim, you are taking the Pesach, the person whose first current Pesach was a Balmum. So now this animal we're taking, Pesach, who is a real Koran Pesach, and this Koyin, who already was Yoitz in the mitzvah Koran Pesach, Pesach Rishon, Nimsa Pesach, Shnecha Shloil Menuyev. We're going to have a situation, the Koran Pesach is being eaten, Shloil Menuyev, because he already was Yoitz. Vida Loyav Pesach, Dema Shlomohu. Maybe we're connecting him to the carbon that's a carbon Shlomim. Vinimsa, and he's Mechuyev to eat now, Pesach. He's mechuyev not to bring a Pesach Sheni. But at the end, he's not doing that. At the end, he's connecting himself to the Karban Shlomim. So he hasn't really, accomplished much with this process. Says the Gemara, V'nesi chamisha chad koin deloyav Pesach. Let's find one koin who did not bring a Pesach Rishon. And let's connect them to all of these five animals. And now we'll have a Memanav Shach. One of these five animals that's being brought now in Pesach and Pesach Sheni is a Karban Pesach, which to which he is being connected. So he's going to be Yotze his mitzvah of having a Karban Pesach with that one. The Karnaf Kibay. And the other four are going to be Karban Shlomim, which of course he's allowed to eat them. So the Sefer Or Chodosh asks, how could the Gemara give this suggestion? We know what halacha is, that Emaftir Nacha Pesach Afikoyman. He's going to have in front of him now five kabbonis from which he's going to eat. Presumably, he's going to get the chaz of a shoik of all five animals. And again, we don't know which one is the Karban Pesach, and we don't know which one is the Karban Shlomim. So he's going to eat the chaz of a shoik from all five. So now, he may end up eating the Karban Pesach first and then the Karban Shlomim afterwards. Frankly, statistically, that's probably what's going to be the case. And we know that halacha is that once you eat the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything else. So the Mitzvah Eisen says, the halacha of emaftir nachach pesach achivikoymin is only a din derabbanan. And in order that here we have an individual who was in yoitz in the mitzvah karm pesach, and we want to be able to help him be yoitz in the mitzvah karm pesach, we waive the isser of emaftirin. We waive the issue of emaftirin karm pesach for this person. Ask the Gemara, v'naisi ella, so that ella. The reason we don't do this, Mishum, the Karamat, Bechil Shlomim. We lessen the amount of time from in which you're allowed to eat the Karam Shlomim. Why? Dila Pesach Nechal Yoyim V'layla. We know a Karam Pesach is eaten only Liyayim V'layla. Ila Shlomim L'shnei Yoyim V'layla Echad. They're eaten for 2 days and one night. And now, since we don't know which is the Pesach and which is the Shlomim, we're going to have to treat them all like the Karam Pesach. And because we're going to have to treat them all like a Karam Shlomim, with Karam Pesach, they're going to be burnt in a time when they still may be eaten. And we're not allowed to burn a carbon which technically still may be eaten. Ask the Gemara, V'naisi, so the Gemara gives a different option. V'naisi Moisar Pesach, why don't we bring a carbon which is a Moisar Pesach? We learned early in the Masechta, the Moisa Pesach is an animal that was, or money, we'll speak in an easier case, the animal which was designated to be a Karban Pesach. It got lost, and afterwards we found the first carbon, or somebody designated two animals for his Karban Pesach, and he used one. That the halach is that Moisa Pesach is brought as a Karban Shlomim. But since it originally was designated as a Karban Pesach, it's only Nechal Yoyim V'layla. So if that's the case, the concern that the Gemara just expressed, that we're going to cause that this animal, this carbon should get burnt if it's a shlamim too early, doesn't exist because it's Maisa Pesach that may only be eaten Yom V'Layla anyway. V'neima, and he should say, either di ba mum, if my animal was the animal which was by mum, hashta daisa hashta navi Pesach. So the animal that I'm bringing now will be a Karm Pesach. Vidi di tamu, and if my animal was the healthy animal, naisa hashta shlamim, I'm bringing this animal as a Karm shlamim, and it's going to be a Moisa Pesach, and a Moisa Pesach, as we just said, is anyway only eaten nechel yom v'layla echad. Ask the Gemara, v'chi machrishin t'chil l'moisris. The Gemara is assuming that it's not that I found a Moisra Pesach, and I'm using that Moisra Pesach to make this condition. The Gemara is assuming that we're going to make an animal into a Moisra Pesach. Ask the Gemara, you can't make an animal into a Moisra Pesach. So how could the Gemara make that suggestion? And furthermore, asked the Gemara, "V'nitzchu v'naisim Moisa Pesach." Should we go find people who have a Moisa Pesach? If they're, what have we accomplished by doing so? Ella says the Gemara, "Mishum smicha." So says the Gemara, "V'nitzchu v'naisim Moisa Pesach." You're right. You can't designate an animal for Moisa Pesach, but find Moisa Pesach and make this condition. Ella, says the Gemara, the concern is a different concern. Because the issue is the smicha. Dila Pesach, when one brings a carbon Pesach, loy bay smicha, you don't need to make smicha. Bila Maisa, which is truly, as we said, really a carbon shlomim, the loch is you have to bake smicha, bay smicha. And Taisus over here asks a question. He says, the locha is that although kabbonis that are supposed to have smicha, like a carbon shlomim, that's what you should do, you should make the smicha. But if b'di'evid, you didn't make smicha, the carbon is kosher. So ask Taisvis, why is smicha now a problem? We'll tell them, don't make smicha. It won't detract from it being a kosher carbon shlomim, and the person who needs a carbon Pesach will have been yoytz to the carbon Pesach. So he says, Taisa says, we prefer that not to do something wrong, bringing a carbon shlomim without semicha is wrong. And if we're going to tell, if that's what's going to happen here, but even though it's at the expense that somebody's going to miss out of bringing out a Karma Pesach, not just miss out, bringing a Karma Pesach. Karma Pesach, we learned, as a mitzvah to say, that comes with Karis. Sometimes we have to take that into consideration. And sometimes leaving something b'sheva al taisa, leaving something not being, just leave it alone and don't do something, is better, we have to look at that consideration. In fact, I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says that there's somebody, Rachman Tzlan, on Shabbos, who has to go to the hospital. He discusses a shaila, but somebody, Rachman Tzlan, has to go on Shabbos to the hospital. And he has two options. He could either go with public transportation, which will involve no Chil Shabbos, or he could call an ambulance, which will go specially for him, and he has to call that ambulance by telephone, and it's going to involve Chil Shabbos. What should he do? So, quoting our Taisus says that in our case we see that we don't want that there's something wrong should be done, even though we're here to save somebody from, we're trying to save somebody from doing, from being over, not bring a Karm Pesach, which we just said, is a Chiv Karis. And the Sharma Tziona Locha explains this Gemara, because if many people will do something wrong, if we're going to have here a situation as we began this year with five Kabbonis and four are Karman Shlomim, and now we're going to have four Karman Shlomims brought without Smicha, it's going to start teaching people The lechatchila, you could bring a carbon shlomim without smicha, which is a terrible lesson, a lesson that we don't want to start teaching. And therefore, Tosfos said, just stay away. And the same thing over here, says the Cheshchukei Chemed. This person is avoiding Chil Shabbos by going with the public transportation. But the price that we're paying for that is that people will see him taking public transportation, and they're not going to realize that he's taking that public transportation and because he's sick, because of the situation of Sakharos Nefashos. They're going to think that he took the public transportation because you're allowed to take public transportation for Shabbos. That is something that we have to avoid, even if it's going to cost this person that he's being mechal, to be mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hotenach Karbonoshim. So your question is a good question, says the Gemara, by carbon by brought by man. Women, when they bring a carbon, don't make smicha. Says the Gemara, the issue is the matonis. Dila Pesach, matona achas. The carbon Pesach, we only throw one matona at the Mizbeach. Vila Shlomim, Shtaim Shein Arba, we do two corners that go on a diagonal and like all four corners are touched. Says the Gemara, but my nafkamino, for tonight, calling the tonal mizbech achitzin, shenosum matana achas keeper, even if you only did one matana by carbon shlomim, it's still adequate. Says the Gemara, el mishum de ila pesach b'shvicha, the way the dam of a carbon pesach is applied in the mizbech, it's poured on the mizbech, vilu shlomim bezrika are thrown at the mizbech. But ask the Gemara, my nafkamino, for tanya, calling the tonal bezrika, shenosum b'shvicha yotza, so why don't we just do it that way? Answers the Gemara, Amr the Kamarina, yes. If we did Shvicha instead of Zrika, we did Zrika instead of Shvicha, it's acceptable. But the Lechatchila make somebody do so, that's something that's unacceptable. And then we go back to Tosfos' Vort, that even though he's Yoitza B'dieved, but we don't want so many people to do the wrong thing, even though the price that we're paying is that one person is going to not end up having brought a Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Oymel Labonov, Haroni is Shoicher as a Pesach, I'm Shechni the Korban Pesach, Al Mishiyal Mikam Rishon Yerushalayim. On behalf of whoever amongst you is going to be the first one to arrive in Yerushalayim, Kivin Shechnas as Rishon, as Roshay Verubay, the first one that enters Yerushalayim, Zoch B'chalkoy, he's the one that gets a share in the Korban Pesach, and then Mezakev Echav Imoy, the Gemara is going to explain this line. So Gemara seems to say, Shema Mina Yesh Breira. We speak often here about Breira, about retroactive designation. So it seems that here we have a situation of Breira. We didn't know at the beginning how many people are entering, are coming in. And when this person comes in first, retroactively, we know that he was the one that the Korban Pesach was designated for. Answers the Gemara, we need to understand the Mishnah very differently. Amar Rav Yochanan, the way to understand the Mishnah is Lazarzon b'mitzvus kamar. All what they wanted to do was just to get them to do the mitzvah. The father wanted to encourage his children to come to do the mitzvah quickly, and since the father wanted to encourage them, he used this statement, but not that he meant that only one of them is going to have a share in the Korban Pesach, the one that comes first. It says the Gemara Dekanami, the Ketani, that's the way to understand the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Mezakes Echav Imoy. Yeah, Bishlama the Minumi Koro, that the father registered all of the children in the Korban Pesach Shapir. So we understand how this brother or sister who came first now will have all the other siblings as part of the Korban Pesach. Eliyam Deloy Minum Mikara, if we're going to say that the father didn't register anyone. And he's saying that the registration should only become valid now as they enter Yerushalayim. The bus, the shochet, is it possible to make a registration at this point? Is it possible to bus the shochet become a samni? Is it possible to make registration after it was already slaughtered? For tanan nimnim moshchem yedeim at sheyishchot, we could register, withdraw our registration until the Korban Pesach was slaughtered. but not afterwards. So if the Karban Pesach was already brought, how could we go back and forth on the registration? Shmami, no? So it must be that the whole pshat of our Mishnah was, this is just a way of encouraging them to participate in the Karban Pesach. And Tanya Nami Hochi, it says the Gemara, indeed, that's what we learned in Braisa. Maisa, the Kod Mubonis Labonim, that the daughters came before the sons. The Nimtzabonis Zrizas, the daughters were anxious and did a mitzvah properly with the proper zrizas, or bonim shvolim, and the children were of the sons were of a lower level, a lower madrega. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, the wording of this, the Sefer Aramea asks, the wording of this Gemara is somewhat difficult to understand. The Gemara should have said that the bonim was zrizas, the daughters was zrizas, and the bonim were atzelim, were lazy. The opposite of zrizas as atzlus. Here the Gemara is saying that the daughters was Rizis and the son was Shvelim. It should have said atzlus. So says the Sefer or a mayor. Atzlus is not does not develop in a vacuum. Atzlus develops because somebody is a shuffle. What's pshat? Somebody who doesn't have the proper appreciation for a mitzvah is going to be lazy, is going to be otzel in his approach to the mitzvah. If he would have the proper appreciation for the mitzvah, he would do the mitzvah with tremendous rizis. So that's what the Gemara says. The banais was rizis. The sons who didn't show that rizis, it was obvious because they don't have the proper appreciation for the mitzvah. If they don't have the proper appreciation for the mitzvah, that's why it all stems because they are shvolim. So there's an interesting question. The Gemara says here that people could join the Karban Pesach any time before the Shechita. So the Brisker Rav says that how does one become enlisted in the Karban Pesach? He says you become a partial owner in the Karban. That means he has to participate in paying for the Karban Pesach or at least making a kinyan. You can make a kinyan without payment, but you have to make a kinyan to become part of the Karban Pesach. The Zer Avrom, however, says to Yerushalmi that ownership of the Karban Pesach is not essential. Minui doesn't mean that you actually made a kinyan. Minui means that you were registered. And as long as you were properly registered in the Karban Pesach, even though you didn't make a kinyan, it's still considered that you are a money on this Karban Pesach, which is a very interesting question, that somebody gets a note in the mail that he won on Pesach, that he won a prize which has in it chametz. He won a box full of food that's chametz stick. The question is he mechuyev to burn that food? The question is, what makes you an owner, considered an owner? Is it a kinyan? And over here, you obviously didn't have a kinyan. Until you go and pick up the prize, you didn't make a kinyan. And if you didn't make a kinyan, it's not yours. If it wasn't yours, if you'll pick it up after Pesach, that's when it becomes yours. And as long as it wasn't owned by a Jewish company where you would have a problem of chametz shavu Pesach, it's not. On the other hand, if we're learning in our Gemara, according to the Zera of Ram, that you could be considered a manui on a Karban Pesach and as soon as you register, even though you don't have any ownership in it. So maybe here too, we should be machmer, that since it's on your name, they're saying this belongs to this individual, it should already be a problem if it was registered on your name as it was already Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Loilam Nimnam Alav, you could keep on adding members to the group, as long as there's enough of as a kazayis for each of the individuals in the Karban Pesach. We could keep on registering and withdrawing until the Shechita. Rav Shimon says you could withdraw until the Zrikas Adam. So Rav Kivega asks that it says that Rav Shimon is the man throughout Shas that holds Kol Oimer Lizorik Kizoruk Dami. So as soon as the shechita took place, the halacha views that dam as already was zorik. And since the halacha views that dam as if it was already zorik, how could you withdraw at that point? So the Tiferes Yisrael says that the halacha of kol ha'omer lizrik, the halacha that Shimon says that kol ha'omer lizrik kizorik dami, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is only after kabbal sadam. But before kabbal sadam, even Rav Shimon agrees that we don't say kol ha'omer lizrik kizorik dami. So in other words, says the Tiferes Yisrael, when in our Mishnah Rav Shimon says you could withdraw until the Zrikas Adam, what Rav Shimon really means to say, it means until the Kabbalah Adam. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalon, what did the Mishnah mean when it says the words Lo'olam Nimnim Olav? Ha Kamashmalon, Dafagav the Imne Lechabur Zu, if one group registered in the Karim Pesach, Chayzer Nimna Loi Chabur Acheris. That means even if the entire first group left, and now we start with new people, doesn't make a difference. We were going to learn the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda later in the Masechta that says this, that you can never have that the entire first group withdrew. You have to have at least one member of the original group still there. We learned in the Mishnah, Nimna Moshech Mishideyem Ad Sheyishchet. Amar Magabaya, Machloikis Limoshech. Machloikis Rav Shimon the Chachamim is how, till when can you withdraw? The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say, the Pasuk says, Miyois Misah. So we learn mechayos deser as long as the animal is still alive. So therefore, after the shechita, you can't withdraw. Rav Shimon saw mehaviyos deser as long as the ser didn't, as long as we didn't finish the avoda with the snare, with the ser, with the carbon, which means we didn't do zrika. Av limnos, but to register on the carbon, the divrei kol, everybody will agree that you can only register achi shachet until the animal is till up to shechita. Dama kra, the pasuk says b'michas nefashis t'chayso al aser b'misach nefashis, do the registration of the various members v'hada t'chayso shecht. But afterwards, you can't register anymore. And tanya nami hachi nimna mashchon sidei achi shachet Rav Shimon Omer nimnan achi shachet. Register, you could only register until the shechita. However, Meishkin, you could withdraw ad Shizuk Adam until Zerikas Adam. So, the Sfasemis asks, isn't this obvious that you have to register before the shechita? Because you have to have a shechita for a manui. Every one of the avoiders, the shechita particularly, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, has to be on behalf of a manui. And if you didn't register before the shechita, then the shechita wasn't done on your behalf. So the Sfasemis says that if we didn't have the pasuk to teach us this halacha, we would say that if the shochet had a mind as he's shechting the Karban Pesach, that this Karban Pesach should be a kosher for Karban Pesach for whoever needs it. So even though I wasn't manui, but the shochet had a mind that whoever needs this Karban Pesach, this should be a good Karban Pesach. And therefore we think that maybe that is fine. That's why the Gemara had to tell us, no, that isn't good enough. It isn't good enough that the shochet should have a mind that whoever needs a Karban Pesach, this Karban Pesach should be for him. We have to have that the person specifically registered himself for this Karban Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Hamamana imay achar b'chalkoi. If somebody who is a member of the group that's bringing Karban Pesach invites somebody else to be a member of the Karban Pesach, Rishoyin b'nei chabara liten lo yishaloi, the members of the group could give this person his share of the Karban Pesach, v'uaychem yishaloi, he could get his portion of Karban Pesach, and he'll give the person that he invited to join with him from his portion, v'eneichem yishalohem, and they'll eat from theirs. And obviously, this goes back to machloikis that we learned earlier in that pei vav, the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And our Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't have all the members of a group have to eat the Karban Pesach together. Rabbi Yehuda says that the members of the group could divide up when they eat the Karban Pesach. So Rashi says that our Mishnah must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ibailhu. So ask the Gemara. B'nei Chabura, Shahayu Yadu Shalachem Hem Yafis. You have a group of people who are members in one Korban Pesach, but one person eats more than everybody else. And if we're going to all be sitting around the table and have the serving platter in the middle, he's going to take the most from the food. So Mashi Amrulai, may the other members of the group tell him, take your portion and leave. Mi Amrinan, Matzi Amrulahu, they said, say to him, Hakibaltem, you accept. Can he say to them, the person who eats more than everyone else, Hakibaltem, you accepted me as part of the group, and you knew who I was. Adoma Matzul Meimaluhu, they could tell him, Kika Beltinun, we accepted you in the group, L'sekunizvicha. We have to have members of a Korban Pesach. We have to make sure that there are enough people registered in the Korban Pesach that the Korban Pesach should not become nicer. However, adata dechal tfeminon, that you're going to eat more than the rest of us, like Kablinach, that was never our plan. The Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara a pidrush. He says it's in the name of his Rebbe da flaw. He says that people who are Baruch Hashem successful in business and they support other people who are learning Torah. And the Gemara is saying, B'nei Chabura, if you have members of a group, Shayodav Shalachmem Yofis, you have who one of them is successful in business, they're allowed to tell him, Tol Chalk Chavetzei, you're going to get the same portion as we who are learning and you are supporting. Tol chalkecha, you're going to get the same share as we are. So the Gemara said, maybe they could tell him that kune zvicha. We only brought you that the Korban Pesach, we have a concern. On one hand, we don't want that the Korban Pesach should be eaten achila gasa. So we have to make sure that there are many members to the group. On the other hand, we want to make sure that there's no nicer. And therefore, we brought you in, but we didn't bring you that you should eat up the whole Korban Pesach. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring a raya to this question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hamani Acherim Imay Al Chalkai, if there are other people joining you in the group, that you invited somebody to join you, Rishayim B'nai Chabira Leitun Lai Shalai, the members of the group could give him his portion, V'u'aychal Shalai, he'll eat his portion, V'ein Eichel and Shalhem, and they'll eat their portion. My Tama, why was that allowed? Mishum Dehavalei Ki Yadayim Shalach Men Yofis, because by me inviting somebody else to join with me, that means I'm going to be getting more of the Korban Pesach than anybody else, because not only am I eating, the person who I invited along is going to be eating. So if the person who eats more says, you can't separate me, so why is the person who invites somebody else different? And you shouldn't be able to separate him. The fact that our Mishnah says that you can't separate him is a raya that somebody who's Yadav Yofis can be separated. Amiloy. Says the Gemara, Deyushani. Here, our Mishnah is not the same as Yadav Yofis. Yadav Yofis is the same individual. He just happens to be an individual who eats a lot. Here, we're talking about a situation where we're bringing more people. Because let's say the two people, I and my guest, are both people who don't eat a lot. So there's not a concern here that because of myself and my guest, we're going to be taking more than everybody else. Still, the halacha would be Matsu Amrilei. The other members of the group could tell me, we were very particular who are the members of our group. And you were acceptable to us to be a member of the group. Your guest wasn't acceptable to us to be a member of the group. Nothing to do with the amount that's eaten. Toshma, we bring a raya for a braisa. The braisa says, Hashem Shoch Kazai's Pesach Pasar Bitsaratana, the Shamish, the waiter who's sitting and eating by the oven, Imayipkeach, if he's smart, Mamalakrasimana, he should eat a lot of the Korban Pesach before he walks away. Because once he walks away, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach elsewhere. Because he has to eat the Korban Pesach in one spot, as we learned on that Peivov. If they want to be nice to him, the other members of the group, they'll sit with him, they'll eat with him where he is. because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have to all eat in the same place. But says the Gemara, Rotsu in, Loi Rotsu Loi. Only if they want to eat there should they do so. Vamai. But why can't he say to them, Nemilah Hakibaltim? You accepted me as a member of the group. And since you accepted me as a member of the group, we all have to eat together. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassam. That's not a good question. Damile, the other members of the group could tell the waiter, Kika Bilnach Adata the Nitrach Kamach. We accepted you on the condition that you will be our waiter, but that you will serve us. But we didn't accept that we're going to have to come eat with you when and where you want to eat. Tashma, the Braisa says, if one member of the group eats more than everybody else, Rishon Loimer, they could tell him, take your portion and go. If you have five people that are joining for a meal during the year, Rishon Loimer, and then you see one of people eat more than everybody else, they could tell him, take your portion and go. From here we see that if one person eats more than the rest, we could separate him. Says the Gemara, what did the Braisa mean when it said v'loy oid? When it not said that said it, this is not only halacha by Karm Pesach, it's halacha all year round. Says the Gemara, loy mi boy kama. The way to understand the Braisa is as follows: loy mi boy Pesach, pay Pesach. The Motzi Amrile, they could tell him, we only accepted you to be part of the group, as we learned a few moments ago. Ki kabilnach l'sakuni zicha. We brought you in because we needed to have enough members. Otherwise, as we explained, we could have a potential problem with this Karm Pesach. Ela filib sibaylus. When we're making a meal, the tzav sab amahu, there's no need to have a group. Where we accepted you to be a member because we wanted to enjoy your company. So now you can't maybe separate. Still, teaches us the Braisa, Rishon Loimer, they could say, Tuchel Kavitzei. Beke de Amri, Hala Bailon. There's no question that if you have a group and there's one member who eats more, we could separate it. Alochu de Bailon, Benay Chabura. Someone, you have members of a group that some want, that want to divide the Karm Pesach and give everybody their portion. Rishon Lechalik, could they do that or not? Or do we say we can't force you to give everybody the portion? We should just have a serving platter. Toshma. To that, the Gemara answers, if you have a group where one person eats more than everybody else, so from here we see only when you have a special reason why we need to separate this person out, is that the way that we could force the Karm Pesach to be served, that everybody will get his specific portion. Yadav Yafis in Yadav Yafis, loy, they should all eat together. Shema Mina. Says the Gemara, Papa of Hunabrei, Rav Yeshua, Aricha, Arifa, Bahadi, Adodi. But Papa of Hunabrei, Rav Yeshua, were eating a meal together. Ad the Ochel of Hunabrei, Rav Yeshua, Chada, as long as it took Rav Hunabrei, Rav Yeshua, to eat one loaf of bread, one roll, Ochel, Rav Papa, Arba. Rav Papa ate four. So we see from here, what's the Gemara telling us with this story? Is the Gemara trying to tell us that Rav Papa was a person that was a glutton, that ate so much food? So the Meiri says that the Gemara is trying to show us that even though we're learning in this whole sugya the concept of Yadav Yafis, and Yadav Yafis in our sugya had quite a negative connotation. It sort of implied that the person eats more than he's supposed to eat. So the Gemara is saying it's not because he eats more. There's some people who eat quicker, and then some people eat slower. We can't call Rav Papa a gargarin. Rav Papa just ate quicker. So since Rav Huna saw that was the way it was going here, that Rav Papa was eating so much more than he said, plagli, separate, and give me my portion, and you take your portion. Amalei kabelten. So Rav Papa said, you accepted me, and that's who I am. I eat quicker. Esvei kalanati after. So then he asked all these questions, Vishani Kadishninan, and he answered like the Gemara just finished learning. Eisvei, so then we learned, it's a B'nei Chabura, allowed to separate, the person who's yadav yafis. Amalei, hasam damalei, ki kabilnach l'tuku nezeichve. Only by Karm Pesach. Eisvei, so then he asks them sebailis. There it's not Karm Pesach, and still you could separate the person who eats more. So palaglei, he separated him. Ozel ara bahadei Ravina. So now Rav Huna Rav Yeshua went and ate with Ravina. And now says the Gemara, ad the ochel Rav Huna Rav Yeshua chada, in the time that Rav Huna Rav Yeshua ate one loaf, ochel Ravina tamya, Ravina ate 8 loaves. Omar, so Rav Huna said, at that point, may a puppy, I'm better off with 100 people like Rav Papa, v'loichad the Ravina, and not one like Ravina. So, again, this entire story needs to be understood. So the Stei Yitzchak explains that Rav Papa had a question, what is the halacha in the sugi that we're learning about Yadav Yafis? And Rav Papa specifically ate much, not even though that wasn't his normal habit, because he wanted to hear Rav Huna Rav Yeshua what the halacha is. And Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, by telling him that he should separate it out, showed that the halacha is that somebody who's yadav yafis should be separated out. But Ravina said, as much as Rav Huna Bereid Rav Shua wanted to teach the halacha, still what he did was wrong, because what he did was embarrassing Rav Papa. So Ravina wanted to show him the message that sometimes, even if you're anxious to teach the halacha, if the way you're going to teach the halacha is going to cause somebody to be embarrassed, that's not the way to teach a halacha. And that's why Ravina specifically ate so much more than Rav Papa to tell Rav Huna Rav Yeshua that what he did maybe wasn't the right thing to do.